WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
The last couple of 101 segments have discussed elements of our atmosphere. An important factor in our atmosphere is the heat source. For our planet, the heat source is, of course, the sun. Energy from the sun is transferred through space and through the Earth's atmosphere to the Earth's surface. Since this energy warms the Earth's surface and atmosphere, some of it is or becomes heat energy. There are three ways heat is transferred into and through the atmosphere. Those are radiation, conduction, and convection. I did a segment on the last two some months back, so let's take a look at radiation. Stand in front of a fireplace or near a campfire and you feel the transfer of heat known as radiation. The side of you nearest to the fire warms while your other side remains unaffected by the heat. Although surrounded by air, the air has nothing to do with this transfer of heat. Heat lamps used by restaurants to keep food warm work in the same way. Radiation is the transfer of heat energy through space by electromagnetic radiation. Most of the electromagnetic radiation that comes to the Earth from the sun is in the form of visible light. Light is made up of waves of different frequencies. The frequency is the number of instances that a repeated event occurs over a set time. In electromagnetic radiation, the frequency is the number of times an electromagnetic wave moves past a point each second. Now, our brains interpret these frequencies into colors, like red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. When the eye views all these colors at the same time, it is interpreted as white. Waves from the sun, which we cannot see, are infrared, which have lower frequencies than red, and ultraviolet, which have higher frequencies than the violet light. Most of the solar radiation is absorbed by the atmosphere, and much of what reaches the Earth's surface is radiated back into the atmosphere to become heat energy. Dark-colored objects, such as asphalt, absorb more of the radiant energy and warm faster than light-colored objects. Dark objects also radiate their energy faster than lighter-colored objects. And to top it all off, we have a budget. The budget is the balance between incoming energy from the sun and outgoing energy from the Earth. If you have a weather question, you can drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.